Welcome to Socially Accepted with your host, Natalie Butler.
Oh my God, like I am so pumped. I'm so excited. Like this is just amazing, first and foremost, right? So a lot of times we sit there and we're like, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? Like we're always searching for the shortcut. What's the easiest route? And let me tell you something, the easiest route to getting what you want, to accomplishing your goals, whatever they may be, is to master your mind. You guys, if you can master your mind, you can accomplish anything in this world. If your mind thinks that there's a will, your body will find a way to make it happen. So you guys, you see me, I'm talking about how I've faced my fears, how I've become healthier, how I've become happier, how I've become more confident, how I actually was able to stop certain health issues from manifesting, how I'm able to lose over 75, close to 80 pounds. I'm talking about how I've grown my business. I'm talking about so much. And let me tell you something, with every single thing that I have just mentioned, it all started by mastering my mind, y'all. So, like I said, I'm pumped. I'm excited, right? When I started my health journey, I used to post, look at this, y'all. Your girl is down 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, 60 pounds, all right? And people would actually reach out to me. Oh my God, that's amazing. What are you doing? But before I could even say what I was doing, they would stop and they say, I can't, right? And I'm like, what? Like, how you saying you can't? And they'd be like, I can't give up sweets. I can't give up carbs. I can't. And this is before I even told them what I was doing. And I'm like, do you realize the effect of that limiting belief on your life, you guys? As a confidence and mindset coach, I'm always going to be challenging your limiting beliefs. And sometimes those limiting beliefs are so ingrained in us, we don't even realize, one, that we're repeating them, and two, they don't even make no damn sense. Let me tell you something. Give the example, I can't give up sweets. So what you mean to tell me is that before, quote unquote, sweets existed, people just lived and died because they did not have something that did not exist? Do you mean to tell me if I don't eat a piece of cake today, I'm going to be dead tomorrow because I did not eat a piece of cake today? No, right? But we say these things, right? And we don't realize that whole thought is the whole reason why we're struggling with meeting our goals. You guys, a limiting belief, anytime you start off a conversation or a sentence with I can't, I won't be able to, I don't, or anytime you see that something is not possible because of this limitation that you've put on your ability. You guys, I'm a firm believer that there is absolutely nothing in this world that you cannot accomplish if you put your mind into it. So let's talk about how we could actually make the conscious decision and choice of how we view what is going on around us, you guys. Yes, that is how powerful your mind is, where you can choose how you think about something. So think about a situation where you'd be like, you know what, dang, I did overreact, right? Like, it wasn't even worth all of that. You can actually choose whether you look at this situation negatively, you can choose whether you look at it positively, or you can even choose if you look at it in a constructive sense, where you decide, I'm going to learn something from this situation. You can make that decision. And you guys, let me tell you something. Your thoughts ultimately become your reality. So I'm gonna give you the explanation of it, but I'm also gonna give you an example just so you can see how well this fits together, right? So now let's go back to our thought process, right? We can make the decision to think about it positively, negatively, or we can actually look at it productively, right? And find something that we can gain from that situation. But based upon your thought, it is ultimately going to determine your emotion. Your emotion is just a feeling that you have like inside. It has not manifested to an outside feeling, right? But it's just an emotion, how you feel about something internally, okay? And how you feel about it, that emotion is actually going to determine the decision that you make, or even the indecision that you make, right? So it's going to determine what decision you make. And ultimately, that decision is going to determine the physical action or inaction. And of course, the action is going to lead to the result of your reality, right? So let's give an example of this, right? So let's start off with the thought process of, unfortunately, right, as adults, most of us are very accustomed to this, but we need to generate income, right? Most things in this world aren't free is what we tell ourselves, right? So we feel like we have to either get a job or we work. So let's talk about the thought process with two different scenarios. Number one, Oh my God, I hate my job. I hate getting up in the morning. I hate traffic. I hate my supervisor, right? So you, that's the thought that you have. That's how you choose to perceive the situation of going to work. So ultimately, because you said you hated it, you're going to have a negative emotion, right? Like hardly ever are you going to state one thing and feel completely opposite, right? You don't say you hate something and feel lovely about it, right? Like not intentionally, you don't. So you have a negative emotion. So now you have this negative emotion, which is also going to determine the decision that you make. So the decision that you make more than likely is going to be in alignment with your emotion and your thought. So if you said you hate your job, guess what? You ain't going there to be the employee of the year, right? You're not going there and giving it your all, right? You're not going there and like, I'm gonna die for this. No, you're putting in the bare minimum. You probably show up ever so often. And sometimes you're running a couple of minutes late. You got a nasty attitude, right? Like, it's just not pleasant. While you're there, you're probably over there wishing that you're not there. Over there looking at other jobs. Over there doing everything but what you're supposed to be doing, right? And that's, and as a result, right? And how it shaped your reality. When it's time for an actual promotion or a raise, guess what? More than likely, you're not getting it. You're getting passed up. But because you did not get this promotion, because you did not get this raise, then guess what just happened? That reinforced that negative thought and the cycle continues. So now let's change that thought process. Oh my God, I love my job. I love that I am able to put food on the table. I love that I actually have a house and a roof over my head. I love that I have some type of stability. I love when my kids say, Mommy, I want something. I can actually go out and get it for them. I love the fact that I'm able to have a car and afford a car because I got this job and I can go anywhere I want to. See how that how we looked at it positively, even though technically the situation is the same, technically you still got to work. So now you have a positive thought that elicits a positive emotion. And so, of course, you make the decision. And ultimately, that decision is like, I realized how much I need this job. I'm going to do what I can to keep the job. So now you show up as a person who wants that job, right? And because it all started with that positive thought, you said, oh, I love to challenge myself. I love my coworkers. When you go there, you're going to be more pleasant. You're going to see, oh, wow, look at that. The time didn't dread as much, right? Like it actually went by pretty fast. Like you actually found something positive that happened in that day. So as a result, when it comes time for a raise, a promotion, or just simple recognition, guess who's going to get it? You. But if you started off with the thought process, I hate this job, I hate my supervisor. Y'all, let me tell you something. When you have that negative thought and that negative emotion, sometimes it don't even take much to reinforce it. Your supervisor could just breathe and you like, see, that's the reason why I hate it. Which leads me to this next process of why it is so important for us to watch our thoughts and how they become our reality, but also be careful of what we allow to influence us, y'all. Like a lot of times we'll be like, oh, I can't be influenced. I'm a grown woman. Look, listen here. Every single thing around you influences you. Your brain is a data center. It is always looking and collecting the data that is happening around you, okay? So whether you're watching TV, listening to radio, listening to some type of music, whether you are talking to somebody, any single thing that you actually are exposed to is ultimately shaping or reinforcing your beliefs. And that's just realistic. So let's talk about the law of attraction for one quick second, okay? So law of attraction, many of us have heard of it, right? General basis, what most of us are familiar with, is like attracts like. This is where that same energy is actually being matched. So it takes about 17 seconds, right, to activate the law of attraction. So if it takes 17 seconds to hold that thought. So we're saying hold a thought, right? Or hold your attention, hold your thought or your attention. If you're spending at least 17 seconds on it, you are going to receive an abundance of it. Now, unfortunately, that could be good. It could also be bad. So if you see that there are certain situations where it's always negative, 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 that's because you're spending way too much time on it. And how your mind works, you guys, is your mind is also going to help you accomplish whatever it is that you deem important to you. Okay, so let's just talk about your RAS, self-fulfilling prophecy, and even self-sabotage. So your RAS is your reticular activating system, right? This is your center for motivation. This is the center that keeps you motivated and staying focused on your goals. So every single thing that you allow to enter your world, where you're actually giving it the time of day, you guys, technically, right, that thought, whatever that energy is, you are giving your brain the command that that is what you want. Just for an example, right, if it's something that you truly hate, it you would easily click out of it, right? Like you'd be like, nope, I ain't doing it. But if you actually entertain it, then your brain says, oh, this is what she wants. This is what she deems as important to her. So I'm going to find a way to make it happen for her. So like, let's just say you said, oh my God, I want this red Camaro. I want this red Camaro. This red Camaro. You've made it up in your head that this is what you want. So your RAS is going to connect the dots and make it possible. This is why if you go out into a highway or a street or a block, you're like, dang, everywhere I look, it's a red Camaro, right? Have you ever felt like that before? Where you said you wanted something and next thing you know, it just keeps popping up, popping up, popping up. That's because that is your RAS that's happening, you guys, right? There's a thousand different things that's going on around you. And you probably don't even notice every single thing that's going on around you because your RAS has filtered out all of that extra noise and helped you zone in on what it is that you truly want. Okay. So talking about self-fulfilling prophecy, when you give your brain or your RAS the command, it is going to find a way to make it happen. So if you keep saying, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this, guess what? You ain't gonna do it because you told your brain that you can't do it, as well as self-sabotage, right? So let's just use this as an example. I'm a horrible test taker. I'm a horrible test taker. I'm a horrible test taker, right? You keep saying that. So your brain decided, okay, well, obviously this is a part of her belief system. So regardless of how long you went and studied, it comes time to taking that test, what, you got nervous, you got anxious, you start forgetting stuff. And sure enough, you don't pass the test or you don't do as well as you should have done with all of that time that you didn't spend focusing on that test, right? It's because you told your brain that I am a horrible test taker. So your brain said, this is the command, right? So I'm going to make that happen. Unfortunately for you, right? It was a negative result because it started with your negative thought. Ooh, y'all like that, right? So this is why it's so important for us to catch the negative things that we say to ourselves, catch those negative thoughts. And of course, I want you to disempower that limiting belief or that negative thought. And it starts with becoming aware, you guys. Awareness is key. If your reality is not matching up with your desire or what it is that you truly want, there is something that is not in alignment. And more than likely, it is a part of the thought process and either a limiting belief or a negative self-talk that you are actually reinforcing, and it's stopping you from getting the results that you actually desire. So I'm big on journaling. If you don't have a journal, use your phone, whatever the case may be. But I want you to start to write down those limiting beliefs that you could think off back. Write down those little negative things that you say to yourself off back, right? And then just how we use the example of I can't live without sweets. I want you to break down that limiting belief and show how it doesn't even make sense, how it's actually not true. And then also another activity that you can do is empower your new belief, right? Go ahead and look for proof that your new belief is possible. So I'll give you a quick example. I talked about my health journey, right? One of the limiting beliefs that I had was that I could not go to somebody's house and not eat. I thought that it was rude. So even though I was full, I would end up being a glutton. Because I would be like, I can't say no. Like, that's absolutely rude. And I actually had to challenge that. Like, why is that rude? If I'm not hungry, I'm not hungry, right? Like, I actually had to think about what's rude about this. It's not rude to politely decline. Like, if I slammed the door in the person's face, then that probably would be rude. But I had to actually challenge that negative belief. And then I also had to reinforce my positive beliefs, right? So I want you to become aware of every single thing that you're saying to yourself or even not saying to yourself. And as a result, it's not getting you the results that you want. And trust me, once you master your mind, I'm a firm believer, y'all, you can accomplish anything you want. Catch you guys on the next one.
Thank you for tuning into this episode of Socially Accepted with Natalie Butler. To connect with Natalie, feel free to visit www.therealnataliebutler.com, and we'll see you on the inside.